Welcome to the last of four chapters in a digital workbook on designing high-quality, three-dimensional science assessment tasks for classroom use. This workbook is intended to help educators design and evaluate tasks that provide meaningful information about what students know and can do in science. This digital workbook was developed by EdCount, LLC, under the U.S. Department of Education's Enhanced Assessment Grants Program, CFDA 84.368A. Chapter 4 of this workbook includes a series of six modules. Together, these six modules provide an in-depth exploration of the third phase of principled assessment design, development of CASC, rubrics, and exemplars. In this chapter, we focus on translating the unpacking of the three dimensions of a specific performance expectation or indicator and the design elements in the task specifications tool into an assessment task and rubric. We provide opportunities for you to engage in interactive activities and explore and use our design template to complete your own task and rubric and learn how to apply scoring guidelines for a three-dimensional standard. In this module, we provide an orientation to the development of rubrics to evaluate three-dimensional science tasks and outline steps you can use to create your task rubric. We provide task rubrics at the elementary, middle, and high school grade bands to illustrate the outcomes of the process, as well as resources, key strategies, and guiding questions for completing a rubric. In the previous Chapter 4 modules, we explored the purpose and use of classroom science assessment tasks, and you engaged in an interactive activity to gain a deeper understanding of the elements of a high-quality classroom science assessment task. In this module, Module 4.4, we begin by considering the purpose and use of classroom-based task rubrics and articulate the criteria and best practices for rubric development. We provide a guided walkthrough of the steps for developing a rubric for a classroom assessment task aligned to a NGSS PE. Recall that Phase 3 includes the design of the task and rubric. In Module 4.3, we modeled the use of Phase 1, the unpacking tool, and Phase 2, the task specifications tool, to create high-quality, multidimensional tasks to make students' thinking visible and promote accessibility for all learners through questions that are fair and equitable. In this module, we further explore the implementation of Phase 3 by reviewing the purpose, components, and development of a task rubric using a step-by-step process that results in accurate and consistent evaluations of student performance on each question or prompt of a three-dimensional science task. It is important to note that just as consideration of task development is a key focus during the completion of the first and second phases of principled assessment design, so is the consideration of rubric development. It is not an afterthought. An important step in this process is considering how you are going to score the task. Therefore, the rubric is developed at the same time as the task. The rubric helps to highlight what you are intending to measure with the task and helps to evaluate whether the task allows students to provide evidence that they have attained the KSAs selected for the task. And we expect that as the KSAs that are being measured become more sophisticated and complex, so do the rubrics. Let's talk more about the purpose and components of a rubric for a classroom-based assessment task. The online Merriam-Webster Dictionary lists the first meaning of rubric as an authoritative rule, and the fourth meaning as a guide listing specific criteria for grading or scoring academic papers, projects, or tests. Although educators may use rubrics to assign grades or score papers, our definition of a rubric is tied to a larger purpose, and that is to accurately and consistently evaluate evidence of student understanding to ultimately inform and guide educators' instructional decisions. A classroom science assessment rubric serves as a tool by which educators can accurately and consistently evaluate evidence of student science learning generated by questions or prompts within a task to determine how instruction may need to be adjusted along an instructional sequence. Classroom task rubrics are a tool to help educators get their finger on the pulse of what kids know and can do along an implemented instructional pathway. They define the criteria to interpret and evaluate student evidence of learning, to properly evaluate what students understand and where they still need support. This allows educators to question and determine how to shape instructional decisions based on students' performance to improve student learning. Rubrics include descriptors for each question or prompt in the assessment task that describe the full range of evidence of student understanding from low to high levels of competency to determine specific areas where students might be performing well or might be struggling. A high-level response is scientifically accurate, complete, and coherent, and consistent with the type of evidence gathered, and a low-level response may include misconceptions, is incomplete, or is not accurate. Rubrics must address and detail all ways in which student evidence of learning is collected in the task, which will likely vary from question to question based on the assessed KSAs. This supports educators in their ability to consistently evaluate and interpret student-produced evidence related to each question or prompt, make accurate inferences about student learning, and determine next steps for instruction to address the learning needs of all students. Now that we have a working definition of task rubrics, let's discuss their role and purpose in principled assessment design. Rubrics must clearly define the criteria that educators use to accurately and consistently interpret and evaluate student evidence of learning. Given that evaluation of student performance is in the service of learning, rubrics should connect to and reflect the expectations, goals, or intended learning outcomes of instruction. When evaluating student work products containing evidence of the accuracy and depth of student science learning, we expect to see a range of student ability reflected in that evidence, and therefore, the rubric must describe criteria to address this range. Criteria or descriptions for each score point must include all aspects of the measured KSAs that will allow for an accurate evaluation of students' ability to integrate the three dimensions to explain a phenomenon or create a design solution. Rubrics must allow for the differentiation of a high quality from a low quality performance, as well as provide specific diagnostic information to inform future instructional decisions. Rubrics can also be a valuable tool for educators to provide feedback to individual students and for students to recognize strengths and weaknesses in their science learning and their ability to demonstrate that learning through a range of work products and responses. A rubric can be used to evaluate and score a range of student work products, including, but not limited to, a written response, completion of an investigation, a model, a diagram, or a graph. Components of a classroom-based task rubric based on a grade 5 task are highlighted here. Think of a rubric as a grid with columns and rows that defines the criteria and the level or degree of the quality of student performance. The first column, labeled question or prompt in this example, identifies the organizational unit of the content in which the student evidence will be evaluated. It could be at the question or prompt level, or the content could be organized by dimension, SEP, DCI, or CCC. A score scale using numbers, in this example, a score point range of 0 to 3, provides a way to assign a point and quantify the performance based on how well the evidence meets the specific criteria associated with each question or prompt. Note that other labels or descriptive tags could be used to describe or qualify the range of performance, such as beginning, developing, satisfactory, and accomplished. A rating scale provides a way for educators to organize the results to identify more generally the overall performance of the class or strengths and weaknesses of groups of students or individual students. For example, if the results indicate that all students scored a 3 on prompt 1, adjustments to instruction may not be warranted, whereas if most students scored a 1, an educator might further evaluate the curriculum and instructional strategies and materials and adjust the sequence of instruction. Response criteria are provided for each question or prompt for each score point. The response criteria serve as evaluative criteria to justify the assignment of a score point. The response criteria provide a clear description of what a response should look like or include to be accurate and complete for each aspect of the assessed KSAs. It is expected, given the nature of the assessed KSAs, the response criteria will be stated in such a way that educators can determine the accuracy and the degree to which students sense make by integrating the 3 dimensions. The criteria should be easily differentiated across the score scale or descriptive tags, be written in a uniform or parallel manner, and be clear and concise. As the task becomes more complex and the criteria increase, these considerations become even more critical. Think about additional ways in which the criteria could be structured, for example, using bullets or numbers. This enables the educator to evaluate student evidence of learning against each criterion, score it separately, and thus provide more information about students' ability and sophistication of understanding related to different aspects of the assessed KSAs. The end goal is that the rubric supports consistent evaluation of student performance based on the criteria stated in the rubric and yields accurate inferences about student understanding and competency of the assessed KSAs. Indeed, there is a lot to consider when developing rubrics. Let's now look at a multi-step process that will guide the development of high-quality rubrics. A 5-step process to support rubric development is shown here. Each step includes a series of questions that will guide the development of the response criteria to be included for each question or prompt for each score point. After briefly discussing each of these steps, we will guide you through the application of each step to create a classroom-based task rubric for a grade 5 task. In step 1, we consider what students are expected to know and do for the selected KSAs that are to be evidenced in their responses to each component of a question or prompt. A clear understanding of what is to be measured is imperative to phase 3 of principal design, just as it is imperative in phases 1 and 2. In step 2, we consider key questions to guide the development of the rubric, such as, are the criteria equally weighted? If not, what is the priority? What are the ways students can get this wrong? Where and how are these incorrect responses represented across the score points? What are the challenges in scoring? Then, in step 3, we define the criteria or descriptions of a 3-point response and a 0-point response, working from the outside in. A clear understanding of what a high-quality response looks like and contains creates a benchmark and helps define expectations for lower-quality performances from which other response criteria can be articulated. Similarly, defining what a score point of 0 looks like and does or does not contain helps define the lowest boundary for student performance. Next, in step 4, the 2 and 1 score point responses are defined based on the response criteria defined for a 3 and 0 point response. We determine the criteria, that is, cutoffs, for score points 2 and 1. And check these criteria based on the expected range of student responses. Remember, a well-written rubric provides criteria that enable the educator to differentiate a high-quality from a low-quality performance, given that we expect to see a range of performance across students. And finally, in step 5, we refine and revise the response criteria for all score points to ensure that the expected range of student responses is addressed for each question or prompt at each score point or descriptive tag. In the following series of slides, this multi-step approach is applied to the development of a rubric for a Grade 5 task aligned to PE 5-ESS1-2. Please access the Rubric Development Guide, Sample Task and Rubric from the Resources pod for reference as we walk through each step. A sample task aligned to a Grade 5 NGSS PE 5-ESS1-2 represent data in graphical displays to reveal patterns of daily changes in the length and direction of shadows, day and night, and the seasonal appearance of some stars in the night sky, is the basis for modeling the application of the rubric development process. Two KSAs were selected for this task from the 5-ESS1-2 task specifications tool. KSA 1, represent data in graphical displays to reveal patterns of daily changes in the length and direction of shadows, and KSA 6, use organized data to identify and describe relationships among data sets to reveal patterns of the orbit of Earth around the Sun, the orbit of the Moon around Earth, or the rotation of Earth about an axis between its north and south poles. Please obtain the 5-ESS1-2 unpacking tool, the 5-ESS1-2 task specifications tool, and the 5-ESS1-2 classroom-based science task from the resources pod for reference. Let's take a look at the task. The sample task for NGSS PE 5-ESS1-2 represent data in graphical displays to reveal patterns of daily changes in the length and direction of shadows, day and night, and the seasonal appearance of some stars in the night sky is comprised of two questions or prompts. Please pause the presentation and familiarize yourself with the task and consider the ways in which students would be expected to demonstrate their science learning of the assessed PE and selected KSAs. Notice that the task includes a relatable scenario, clear and necessary graphics, and two different item types, work products, and modes of student response. First, let's apply the rubric development process to prompt 1, KSA 1, represent data in graphical displays to reveal patterns of daily changes in the length and direction of shadows. To support the application of step 1, begin to consider what the students are asked to do and what evidence of student learning might look like in their response to the prompt. If the students had completed their drawing at 3 p.m., what would it have looked like? In the space below, include a drawing of what the students would have observed. Before we consider step 1, let's review the format of the information presented on this slide and each subsequent slide to explain the steps in the process. First, beneath the gray heading, which denotes the name of the step, we define the key considerations or activities that you will engage in to complete the step. Then, beneath the black heading, we provide a sample response for the prompt. The sample response reflects the specific evidence or criteria one might consider for the selected KSAs being measured by the prompt for the Grade 5 PE 5-ESS1-2. Let's begin. In Step 1, we consider what students are expected to know and do for the selected KSAs that are to be evidenced in their responses to each component of the prompt. For prompt 1, consider what do we want students to notice, reflect, and show in their pictures. Should the response reflect that they understand that the sun moves to the left, west, and down, the shadow moves to the right, east, or aligns with the sun, or that the shadow becomes longer as the sun gets closer to the horizon. Having a clear understanding of what prior knowledge in science learning you expect students to use to respond to the prompt will support completion of the subsequent steps in the rubric development process. In step 2, we consider key questions to guide the development of the rubric. At this point, we are not actually populating the rubric with the response criteria for each score point. Rather, We are formulating answers to questions to support drafting response criteria in the next step. Consider 1. What are the ways students can get this wrong? Where and how are these incorrect responses represented across the score points? 2. What are the challenges in scoring? To answer each of these key questions for this prompt, some sample responses could include 1. Are the criteria equally weighted? If not, what is the priority? Is it more important that the shadow is in alignment with the sun, or that the sun is in the correct place? 2. What are the ways students can get this wrong? Where and how are these incorrect responses represented across the score points? What happens if they get the sun wrong? What happens if they get the shadow wrong? 3. What are the challenges in scoring? It may be hard to determine or interpret how stretched out the shadow is in the drawing. The tree may not be in the middle of the square. On to step 3. In step 3, we define the criteria or descriptions of a 3-point response and a 0-point response. A score of 0 reflects no response, that is blank, or an unrelated or off-topic response to the prompt. A score of 3 reflects a high-quality response that provides evidence that students have demonstrated the knowledge, skills, and abilities, KSAs, assessed by the prompt. Take a moment to examine the criteria for a 3-point response and a 0-point response. The score point 3 criteria are detailed, clear, and concise. It specifies 3 criteria that must be evidenced in the student's drawing to show that the sun moves to the left, west, and down, the shadow moves to the right, or aligns with the sun, and the shadow becomes longer as the sun gets closer to the horizon. The score point 0 identifies that no response or evidence was provided or reflects an unrelated or off-topic response to the prompt. Next, in step 4, the 2 and 1 score point responses are defined based on the response criteria defined for a 0 and 3-point response. We determine the criteria, that is, cutoffs, for score points 2 and 1, and check these criteria based on the expected range of student responses. Please note that the rubric criteria for prompt 1 can be referenced in the rubric development guide, sample task and rubric document in the resources pod, and is also included on the next slide. Given the range of expected student responses, consider and make decisions about how criteria will be defined for the 2 and 1 score points. For this prompt, the following possible student responses can be addressed and a score point can be assigned. If the shadow looks good, move to the right and stretched, but the sun isn't in alignment or isn't in the correct place, score this as 2. If the sun is in the correct place, but the shadow either doesn't look stretched out, be generous, or isn't in the correct place, score this as 2. If the student only draws the sun, or if they only have the position of the shadow, or if they only have the length of the shadow, score this as 1. It could be argued that the length of the shadow is most important, so if they get that, regardless of anything else, a score of 2 is assigned. Take a moment to examine the criteria for a 2-point response and a 1-point response. A score of 2 reflects a response in which the student demonstrates 2 out of the 3 criteria. A score of 1 is assigned if a student only addresses 1 criterion in his or her response. Let's suppose, for example, the student only draws the correct position of the sun, or only shows the correct position of the shadow, or only shows the correct length of the shadow. This type of response would be scored as 1. Notice that the criteria for score point 2 and 1 shown in bold in the rubric indicates that a student has a partial or some understanding of the KSA by stating that the student's response includes, respectively, 2 out of the 3 or one out of the three criteria indicated in score point 3. Based on the nature of the assessed KSA, this approach to differentiating performance, reducing the amount of evidence required to earn a score point, is useful and easily interpreted by the educator. In step 5, we refine and revise the response criteria for all score points to ensure that the expected range of student responses is addressed for each prompt or question at each score point or descriptive tag. Please note that the rubric can be referenced in the rubric development guide, sample task, and rubric document in the resources pod, and is also included on the next slide. For this prompt, consider the following questions and what refinement to the rubric would be warranted. What happens if the student only draws a sun? Is it a 0 or a 1? What happens if the sun is to the left but not down, or down but not to the left of the 1 p.m. drawing? An example of further refinement of the criteria across all score points is indicated by red font in each of the score points. These refinements support interpretability and consistent application of the rubric to evaluate student responses. Please pause the presentation to review the refinements as compared to the rubric associated with step 4. We acknowledge that this development process is systematic and detailed and may present some new aspects of rubric development for you to incorporate into your practice. Before we apply the process to the second prompt in this task, please stop the presentation and review the steps. When you are ready to resume the presentation, we will model the application of the multi-step process to develop the response criteria for each score point for the second prompt in the Grade 5 task for PE5-ESS1-2. Click on the presentation to stop and resume the slides as needed. Now, let's apply the rubric development process to Prompt 2, KSA 6. Use organized data to identify and describe relationships among data sets to reveal patterns of the orbit of Earth around the Sun, the orbit of the Moon around Earth, or the rotation of Earth about an axis between its north and south poles. To support the application of Step 1, begin to consider what the students are asked to do and what evidence of student learning might look like in their response to the prompt. The next day, the student stood in the same location and recorded the length of the shadow cast by the tree at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. The students are told to make a line graph to show the relationship between the time of day and the length of the tree's shadow. Describe the pattern that would be shown by the student's line graph. Use the relationship between the length of the shadow, the apparent motion of the sun recorded at different times of day, and information from Figure 1 to support your answer. In Step 1, consider what students are expected to know and do for the selected KSAs. Given that a task includes multiple prompts, what is it that you want students to notice, reflect, and show in their responses? What is the evidence you expect to see of their science learning? Pause the presentation and consider what you want students to notice, reflect, and show in their responses to a task related to KSA 6. Use organized data to identify and describe relationships among data sets, to reveal patterns of the orbit of Earth around the Sun, the orbit of the Moon around Earth, or the rotation of Earth about an axis between its north and south poles. Then resume the presentation for some possible key considerations for rubric development specific to KSA 6. In Step 2, consider and determine key questions to guide the development of the rubric. Pause the presentation and consider key questions that you might need to address to guide the development of response criteria for KSA 6. Use organized data to identify and describe relationships among data sets, to reveal patterns of the orbit of Earth around the Sun, the orbit of the Moon around Earth, or the rotation of Earth about an axis between its north and south poles. Then resume the presentation for some possible key questions you might ask. In step 3, the student response criteria for the 0 and 3 score points are defined. Pause the presentation and consider how you would populate the rubric with response criteria that would clearly differentiate a high quality from a low quality performance based on the collected evidence. Then, resume the presentation for some suggested student response criteria that would result in the assignment of 0 or 3 score points. Now in step 4, you need to define the 2 and 1 score point responses. Consider what decisions you would need to make about what those score points would need to address and reflect regarding student performance and evidence of science learning. Then, resume the presentation for some possible decisions you need to consider. Given those decisions, pause the presentation and consider how you would populate the rubric with response criteria that would clearly differentiate a 2-score point from a 1-score point performance based on the collected evidence. Then, resume the presentation for some suggestions for student response criteria that would result in the assignment of 2-score points or 1-score point. Note that response criteria have also been added for a score point of 3, shown in red on the slide. This is because the decision, students might accurately describe the data that would be shown on the graph, but might not include a description of the pattern, could still get a 3. In this instance, to distinguish a 2-score point from a 3-score point performance, additional language is indicated in red. The student provides an accurate description of the pattern of changes in length of shadows throughout a day as Earth rotates on its axis is added in step 4. These criteria will be addressed and will be reflected in step 5 and in the final rubric. Now that you have defined criteria for each score point, in this final step, you need to check and further clarify or refine the criteria to address the expected range of student responses across all the score points. Then, revise the criteria as appropriate. Some considerations are provided that include: what happens if the student just says the line graph will show a line? What happens if the student only uses figure 1 to describe the relationships? Please go to the next slide to view a rubric that indicates refinement shown in red with respect to these considerations. Note that response criteria have been added for a score point of 1, 2, and 3 shown in red. With respect to the consideration, what happens if the student just says the line graph will show a line, additional criteria have been added to score point 1 to reflect this possible student response. Regarding the consideration, what happens if the student only uses figure 1 to describe the relationships? Additional criteria have been added to score point 2. The additional criteria in score point 3 addresses the likelihood that some students will attribute the motion of the sun from east to west as the cause for changes in the length of shadows throughout a day. This additional specificity in the rubric supports educators' interpretations of the qualities of students' responses that meet the criteria for a score point 3. Please resume the presentation to see the final rubric for 5-ESS1-2. This slide presents the final rubric for 5-ESS1-2, created by the application of a systematic and detailed multi-step process that results in the definition of response criteria for each prompt at each score point. Remember, a primary purpose in developing interpretable and useful rubrics is to provide a tool whereby educators can gain an understanding of where their students are in their science learning of 3-dimensional standards. Rubrics must address and detail all ways in which student evidence of learning is collected in the task, which will likely vary from prompt to prompt based on the assessed KSAs. This approach to rubric development supports educators in their ability to consistently evaluate and interpret student-produced evidence of their learning for selected KSAs aligned to a PE, make accurate inferences about student learning, and determine next steps for instruction to address the learning needs of all students. Additional exemplar rubrics for the elementary, middle school, and high school grade bands can be found in the resources pod. Now that you are familiar with the purpose and components and the five-step process for developing a classroom-based task rubric, we provide some guiding questions to keep in mind before, during, and after rubric development. What is it that you want to understand about your students? What evidence do you need for students to demonstrate what they know and can do? Where would you need to adjust your instruction in response to student performance of the criteria in the rubric? How might you differentiate your instruction based on how many students fall into each score point indicated on the rubric? Given that evaluation of student performance is in the service of learning, the development of high-quality rubrics is required so that you gain meaningful, accurate, and actionable information about student science learning generated by high-quality tasks. Rubrics developed using the five-step process foster your ability to get your finger on the pulse about where all of your students are in their science learning and their ability to integrate the three dimensions to explain a phenomenon or create a design solution. Finally, we offer additional resources that may be helpful to anyone interested in learning more about the concepts presented in this module. A glossary of terms and our reference list follow. Thank you for your engagement in this fourth chapter of the Skills Digital Workbook on designing high-quality three-dimensional science assessment tasks for classroom use.